Phil will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
We now have some stories from around the city, two of which will have echoes in this week's features. A new Lego store will see plans for a cinema in Chantry Place scrapped. The city's month-long beer festival has drawn huge crowds, and there are also long queues for the reopening of the Korean supermarket in Castle Quarter. Uneven paving outside Cosmo on London Street left a woman who tripped over with five broken bones. 30% of the graves in Earlham Cemetery are unsafe. I don't know if Alison is a Lego enthusiast, but she'll start us off with the new store news.
Yes, I'm not averse to a bit of Lego. Plans for a new cinema in Norwich look set to be scuppered after the announcement of a new store in the city. Lego revealed plans to open a new location at Chantry Place earlier this month. The Danish company will be launching its first shop in this region in the autumn of this year. It will be taking over the former Escape Hunt unit at the shopping centre. Everyman, a chain of boutique cinemas, had plans to transform the same unit, approved in December 2023. The cinema would have seated 300 people across four screens. However, these plans seem all but over with the arrival of Lego. A spokeswoman for Chantry Place said, "We're really excited to be able to finally let people know about Lego opening in the former Escape Hunt unit."
A month-long celebration of pubs and breweries has returned to the city for its 14th year. The Norwich City of Ale Festival runs to June the 21st and brings together 51 pubs and 28 breweries in a showcase of cask, keg and craft beer across the city. Founded in 2011, the event has become a nationally recognised model for citywide beer festivals, championing independent pubs and Norwich's long brewing heritage. Phil Cutter, co-chair of City of Ale, said, "Norwich City of Ale is a unique collaborative showcasing of all that's great about Norwich's pubs, Norfolk's brewing and malting, and the wider farming community of Norfolk. In a challenging time for the hospitality industry, pubs are still an integral part of the great British tradition, with this month-long event being a fantastic way to visit not only your favourite locals, but also those pubs that you've always fancied visiting, but never quite got around to it."
Dozens of excited customers queued outside a Korean supermarket ahead of its reopening. Shoppers were lined up by Itaewon Korean Supermarket, based in Castle Quarter in Norwich, from 10:30 a.m. as the store prepared to open its doors after its expansion. It has taken a neighbouring unit to offer a wider range of Asian products, fresh ingredients, drinks and snacks in a more spacious setting. Loyal customers Lauren Thorpe and Jordan Lau were at the front of the queue, excited to see the new products on offer. "I feel like it's one of the best Asian markets in Norwich," Mr. Lau said.
A woman who tripped over a paving slab in the city centre is furious with Norfolk County Council after the incident left her with a broken elbow and cracked kneecap. Gillian Partridge, 63, was walking past Cosmo on London Street when she tripped over a slab of uneven sticking-up paving and landed on her right elbow and left knee. Scans showed she had broken five bones in her elbow, which required a metal plate, and a cracked kneecap, which was then put in a splint. Mrs. Partridge spent 10 days at the Norfolk and Norwich before being transferred to the North Walsham Memorial Hospital. She said, "It's high time the council got their act together and either fixed all the uneven paving slabs or replaced them with a long-lasting and safe alternative before a more serious accident happens." A Norfolk County Council spokesman said, "We're sorry to hear of Mrs. Partridge's experience. This area is regularly inspected and any suspected issues reported by the public are promptly investigated."
Thousands of gravestones in the new section of Earlham Cemetery have been labelled as unsafe under the council's controversial safety inspections. A total of 30% of 7,825 memorials already tested in this area of the graveyard have been marked with yellow tags, meaning they need to be repaired or replaced. Although Norwich City Council has not said what will happen to the tagged headstones if left, a spokesman admitted they could be removed. Families are furious at the council's actions, calling it disrespectful and unnecessary. They're angry at potentially having to fork out hundreds of pounds to ensure the memorials pass the safety tests after the authority said it wouldn't help fund the repairs. Noreen Russell, who was visiting her brother's grave, described the labels as a sea of yellow.